Thursday, July 22nd. First thing this morning, we were back on the China follow-up question again. He feels that we have several problems. First, how it's handled. That is, what happens, what comes out of the China visit. The other, the second, is the other people going to China, which is going to dilute the effect of our trip. We need to consider that as we do our planning. He feels that someone should take the China project on and build it as our thing in leadership, relate it back to the past things the president has done, and get the leadership credit for it. He feels that it's very important for us to keep hitting China because of the strong favorable reaction on it. It's obviously something we can continue to get mileage on. He was concerned about the youth conversation we had yesterday with Coulson because it convinced him that he was right in thinking no one was in charge. And as I explore it, I find that that is, actually is the case. And so we've got to get that problem remedied. Kissinger got into the problem of Ehrlichman doing the advance again. And finally confronted the president with it late today and got the president to agree not to use Ehrlichman to handle the advancing after all. So, although I haven't talked to the president about it yet, I warned Ehrlichman that that was the case, and I'm going to have to confirm it to him after I do talk to the president. Henry doesn't want to handle it with John. But it's basically right for him not to do it. The objections Kissinger has are valid in that we shouldn't send a substantive person over there and we shouldn't send a high-level person over to do the advancing. Also, he feels that John will approach the thing on the wrong basis and that it will look too much like a political effort. On the other side, it just doesn't make sense for John to do it. And it basically undercuts him in his domestic posture. The president met with Finch and Rumsfeld this morning to try and get their situations untangled. Finch got into the California situation, apparently, and the president told him to talk to the attorney general about it, which was perfect because that's what I've been telling him to do. The president offered him the ambassadorship to Mexico. Bob said he'd think about it, but it isn't likely that he'll do it. He also suggested OEP as a possibility, and Bob seemed to be more interested in that. The fact that Kevin is in his senior year next year makes it very difficult for Bob to consider moving at this time. The general conclusion then is that maybe OEP is the best, as long as we get a deputy that's a real manager who can run it. The other side, though, is that Bob's not sure he should get out at all. He thinks maybe he can help most by staying in the White House, making his speeches, and working with the youth and liberals, and so on. He had made the point that we can't leave California to Tuttle and Salvatore in that crowd, and that we've got to get somebody to run the state, which I think is probably right. On Rumsfeld, the president said he was very upbeat, especially on China and the Kansas City speech. The president discussed NATO with him after he said he didn't want the OEP job. He's apparently going to consider that. He also raised the question of an Undersecretary of State post to clean out the State Department, which he thinks he'd like to do. And his third point was to stay at the White House with special assignments in foreign areas, especially Latin America. So, other than exploring a little new ground, nothing much was accomplished with the two of them. I reviewed the phone poll we just took with the president and also the new Gallup poll. Both of them show no increase in his approval rating, even after the China thing, which is very hard to figure. Our poll does show, however, very strongly favorable reaction to the whole China thing and a high level of awareness. But for some reason, that hasn't, at least for now, translated into presidential approval. end of July 22nd.